Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, government collects $5.83 billion in property taxes and local government ministry to give special attention to several markets across the island. Stay with us.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency, office or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
The government has collected $5.83 billion in property taxes for the 2013-2014 fiscal year, 80% of the $7.26 billion originally targeted. This was disclosed by Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott, during his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The figure is almost double what was collected in the previous fiscal year.
We want to extend our appreciation to the councils, the entire field and office personnel who worked to realize this target. In particular, special congratulations to the Portmore Council and citizens as they not only met but surpassed their target. As an incentive for their success in collection of property taxes, the council was awarded $5 million to be used in the development and improvement of a community project.
Property taxes are used to provide essential services required by citizens, such as solid waste collection and disposal, streetlights, general civic improvement, maintenance of public parks and gardens, and where possible, the rehabilitation of the parochial road network. Several of the nation's markets are to be renovated and rehabilitated this fiscal year. Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott, says work has been completed on some of the facilities, while work is in progress on others.
Mr. Speaker, there are other markets that are stated to be renovated or are already underway. Spanish Town, electrical upgrade, and security cameras installed. The completion of the Black River Market, we expect to own that brand new facility by August of this year. There are also repairs on the Otteras Market and retrofitting the Maypen Market.
He notes that work has been completed on the Rocky Point Market in Clarendon, and phase one of renovations at the Linston Market has also been completed. Minister R. Scott says approximately $100 million was spent on the rehabilitation and maintenance of markets in the last financial year. Implementation of the proposed number portability system by the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining has been pushed back to May 2015. State Minister Julian Robinson says this is to facilitate the completion of several activities and engagements that will enable its full establishment, which was initially set for May 2014. Number portability allows users of mobile and fixed telephones to retain numbers assigned to them if they choose to switch service providers. Minister Robinson says telecommunication companies Digicel and Flo have received the necessary internal approvals and budget to implement number portability as planned. However, Lime has indicated that it will only be ready with mobile this year.
We had a projected time frame of May this year, which clearly will not be met. We revised that and we are now working to May of next year. And we have made the necessary background work in terms of the rules, the issuing of the instructions to the CPC for them to be drafted for number portability to be ready by May next year.
Minister Robinson was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament last Wednesday, June 11. The number portability process is being overseen by a technical working group comprising representatives of the Ministry, the Office of Utilities Regulation, and the telecommunications service providers. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.